Welcome, welcome, welcome to another radio show of Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and both my guests, Sandy Anastasi, and myself are so pleased that you've joined in to listen with us today. Now, if you didn't hear Sandy the last time she was on the show, I just absolutely adore her. She is a psychic channel, an intuitive astrologer, and a soul coach. She's been teaching and practicing for nearly 40 years. Now, she's created numerous businesses around metaphysics and what she's known, including a bookstore at one time and the Astrological Institute of Integrated Studies, and also the Anastasi System of Psychic Development. And so if you've ever wanted to learn how to develop your psychic gifts, if you wanted to learn more about the Kabbalah or the Tree of Life or so many different areas, all you have to do is go to Sandy's website and look at this huge array of classes that she has, which are incredibly in-depth and wonderful. I have taken one of them. I have also experienced Sandy's readings, and I am just astonished with her clarity and how clear and concise and right on she is. And so I really want to encourage you to call in, get your question from Sandy tonight, take full advantage of it. And you also want to always be checking her website, because every month she gives a different gift, like a different reduction if you want to do this or that. She also has a free psychic hour where you can call in and get your questions there. And it's all through her website. So I want you to be able to call in tonight. It's 888-627-6008. Again, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Now, one more thing about Sandy, that before she became a professional psychic and a coach and a teacher of metaphysics, she worked as a school teacher, biology, chemistry, earth science, physics, PE, and health. And many people know who she is simply because John Edwards gives her credit for being his teacher. So welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answer, Sandy, and thank you for being here with us.
Sharon, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Always my pleasure. So we're going to go straight to questions because I know this board's going to fill up incredibly fast. And our first one is from Haley from Frederick, Maryland. Haley, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Sharon.
Hi. Haley, do you have a question for Sandy?
I was wondering, I'm not sure what you do actually, but I'm really curious. So could you do a reading on me?
Sandy is a psychic medium. And so is there something that's like burning that you really, really want to know that's happening in your life and you would like an answer to it? Or some direction? That's what you want to ask her.
Okay, so my question is about my becoming a healer, becoming a well-known and helpful healer, and being able to do that full-time eventually.
As far as your gift, Haley, your gift is it's proven to you. You know that you have this wonderful ability, and you love to help people, and you're good at it. What's your astrological sign?
Leo.
Okay, that helps me because I'm also an astrologer. And I can tell you that you're burying your gift right now in many ways. Pardon me, I got a tickle in my throat. Haley, that tickle belongs to you. Who have you been around that's got an itchy throat? Excuse me, Sharon, you're going to need to...
Okay, so... While she gets a drink of water for a minute and takes care of that. So, Haley, who have you been around? I'll ask her a question for you that has something going on in the throat, a sore throat, a tickle in the throat, or is not being able to speak their truth.
My nephew has a tickle. Has had a cough for a while.
And his asthmatic's coughing. What's his name? First name?
Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay, so as I'm just looking at the name, I'm going to start there while Sandy, come in and when you're ready and interrupt me. Just looking at the name, Alex always doesn't see reality the same way the majority of people sees reality. It's like 80% of his world is based on fact and 20% is based on illusion or hopes or wannabes or I wish it was. Okay, so if he could learn to speak what he sees and what his truth is, and be willing then to listen when everybody else turns around and sometimes says, yeah, that's the way it is. And other times says, oh, you need some help with this. You know, the rest of us aren't seeing it this way. So let's have a discussion and see, there's probably some give and take. There's probably some truth in there that we're not seeing. And then this is how the rest of us are viewing it. And if he would become comfortable with being able to speak his truth, then a lot of that would go away, because every time it comes out in the throat, it has something to do with speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Couldn't have said it better, cool. Sloan.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, I'm writing that book on Know the Name, Know the Hell.
And I can't wait to read it.
I'm waiting for that one. Awesome. I'm waiting for that, Sharon.
I work on it every day almost. Okay, Sandy, anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, what I'm feeling is that you've got a blockage around you right now. First of all, I want to say that one of the interesting things about healers is that if you have the ability to project energy and to utilize that energy and that flow to heal other people, you also have the ability to project energy that can do what happened to me just now. Is my sinuses just completely let loose from one second to the next. It was like, wow, a waterfall. So that's one of the things that happens with your gift as a healer. You're such a projector psychically that other people are going to be able to pick up from you what you or who you've been around recently. So one of the things you need to be a little bit concerned about in your work is really clearing yourself between people before you move from one person you're with to the next person. And that's not just with your healing work. That's also in your everyday interactions. As soon as you have an emotional response to someone, you are automatically transmitting or interconnecting with the energy that they're projecting, and your healing ability goes to work. It's just an almost automatic thing for you, which I think is pretty amazing. But you do need to learn how to keep that clarity so that you're not moving it from person to person like me. But as far as your career, you have, and I'm sorry, you have a man in your life, and I don't know if he's actively there or if it's the memory of him, but there's a lot of heartache around this person. And there's a lot of things, a lot of words that were unsaid. And that whole issue, that whole situation is pulling your energy away from what you need to be putting into your career. Now, when I look, if that person's not in your life, how successful can you be? And let me tell you, it's off the charts. But with that person in your life, and I don't mean just physically, but with your mind on him, with your emotion on him, it's pulling all that you would put into your own world into stuff that has to do with him. That's not going to bring you success. Okay, and I'm just going to leave that with you, because you'll know who it is I'm talking about. Okay?
Sure.
Okay, so hold on the line, Haley, for a minute. Sandy, you said she needs to be able to clean her aura from spot to spot. Now, I know that I automatically do mine in the shower. Okay? And then all of it washes down anything, any energy that doesn't belong to me, and I step out of the shower, and it goes down the drain, and then I turn the shower off. But you're not going to jump in the shower between clients, so how do you do it?
Oh, there are so many different little rituals, and I have a very similar problem to yours. And so right next to my desk, I keep we call it a ring of Shiva. It comes from Slim Sperling. You can buy them online on the web. It's this copper coil circle that actually run right over my body, and it cuts all the cords to everyone. I also use breathing techniques. I'll breathe in clear air, fill my whole body with white light, and then blow it out through my feet to clear it out. I also have a neat little song. Sharon, my voice is not the greatest, but...
That's okay. We can skip the song.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's got some tools now. I just didn't want to leave Haley and everybody else going, oh, great, great suggestions, but how do we do that? So, Haley, did one of those ring a bell for you?
Yeah, that was very helpful. I like the breathing in and breathing out the feet. Yep.
Okay, I just didn't want to leave you hanging with, great, I know what to do, but now not how. Okay, thanks for calling in, Haley. Have a wonderful evening. And Tracy, you're on the line next. Thank you for calling in. Tracy, how can we help you? What question would you like to know?
Hi, thank you for bringing me on. I started an online e-commerce business, and I'm curious to know if it will be successful and when it'll start bringing in sales and how successful it'll be.
And Tracy, what's your astrological sign just to help her?
Cancer.
Thank you. Sandy?
I love that. You know, Cancer is the entrepreneur of the zodiac. The United States is a Cancer country, and there are more Cancer people who own small businesses statistically than any other sun sign. So isn't that wonderful? And the I always cast a horary chart whenever I work with a show like this, and the North Node right now is right on your sun sign. So this is a perfect timing, both for this question, but also for your being successful with your business. It's home-based. It's something you've been thinking about doing for a long time. You can start to make sales almost immediately. Do yourself a favor and do not get bogged down in perfectionism. That could be one of your problems if you're not careful. Sometimes, and I'm not saying you should take shortcuts, but sometimes having to get every T crossed and every I dotted is going to slow you down. You're not going to close that sale. More important that you go to the thing and use your intuition. That's going to bring the sales in for you. I also feel like you're looking at, when can I get away from my other job? You know, so there's a day job there. And my guides are saying that can happen pretty fast. I'd say probably within the next few months, even before the end of the year, if you really apply yourself to this. So a lot of it has to do with how much effort and energy you can put in and get those, build your list, get those sales closed.
Okay, can I add two sentences about what, Sandy, would you mind if I added two sentences about from her name?
Exactly.
Okay, from your name, Tracy, it says that you're going to go to the top of anything you can stay focused on long enough to get there. Okay? That there is
okay.
No way you're going to fail because you have the workaholicism, okay? and that you have the drive. And your name literally says, I will end up on top as long as I don't lose my focus or my interest before I get there on the way. All right? And then my other suggestion is, if you're starting this business right away, I would suggest just waiting until the end of Mercury retrograde, which is on like the 10th of March, and then I would wait a few days and then jump and go. What do you think, Sandy?
I think that's absolutely perfect. Couldn't have said it better. I see success around you, and I think that the more quickly you get moving and the more you apply yourself, the quicker the success is going to happen. I love that you're in an online business. I think that's wonderful for you.
Okay, well, while Sandy was talking, I was just messing with your name. Tracy, your launch date is March 18th, according to your name.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Oh, cool.
All right.
Success. I heard about Mercury in retrograde, so I was a little apprehensive, but now I'm glad at least I've got information on when that's going to be over.
Yeah, it's over, but according to your name, your date of launch with the best results is the 18th of March. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great evening. And Sandy, before I bring the next person on, I would like to ask a question. Everybody is so consumed right now of the radio stations, the conversations in the restaurants, the everything with the coronavirus. What do you see with that?
That's an interesting question. I just actually I have a little healing group on my website, not my website, but on my Facebook group. And I just put everybody come on and send some healing, especially to all these nations that are having big problems with it because they don't have the really good controls that we've got here in the United States. So the first thing I want to say is that I'm very grateful to be living in a country that has been preemptive in taking action so that the effect here is at least minimized. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be reaching out and working as hard as we can, not just to keep it minimized, but also to help other countries and people from all over the world. I think that this, if everybody watched President Trump's speech the other evening, my guides and I are in agreement with that. I think that the preemptive action has minimized the effect in the United States. And I think as long as people are careful and continue those controls, that will continue to have a minimal effect. I think before it can get out of hand, we are going to have a inoculation for it. Now, my big concern is really about the rest of the world and how quickly can we get those vaccinations out to people in the rest of the world so that this doesn't become the major problem all over that it's in the process of becoming. And so there you have it. My guides feel like this is going to be under control by mid to late spring. Absolutely worldwide.
All right, excellent. That can just calm everybody's fears. Okay, Janice from Maryland, you are on the air. Thank you for waiting. What question do you have for Sandy?
Hi, I have a question about what might be blocking me from really moving forward and sharing my gifts fully that I know I can do in the healing world. And I have a business already, and it's a brick and mortar business, and it helps people move out of pain physically and emotionally. But I feel like there's things that keep me from really launching, making
yeah,
it happen.
Yeah, and I think I'm sorry to go here with you. And incidentally, what's your sun sign? What's your birthday?
I'm Capricorn, January 7th.
Right, that's what I was asking. What's your sun sign tells me a lot.
Oh, sorry.
A little chart here I'm working with. You're dealing with the same old problem you've always dealt with before, just as wearing different colors. And that, first of all, is that it seems, for whatever reason, to be difficult for you to initiate new things in life. It's almost easier for you to get on board something that's already running and then take it over and actually let it pop out of the box into something that's brilliant, because you can develop something small into something huge and wonderful. It's a natural characteristic that you have. But to take it from scratch and to take something where you've already got something going and step into something that's newer, that's not already there, and especially when it's going to pull your energy away from the thing you're already doing. So there's a, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but there's a fear aspect here where, you know, you really want to throw yourself into this the way you know you would have to build it to what it could be. And you know you have the ability to do it, but you're fearful that if you remove your energy from the other business that you've got, that you'll take a financial dive that you can't afford. So this is not the first time you face this issue. You're an entrepreneur. You started not just this business, but other businesses too. So each time you have faced the same issue. So I'm asking you, how have you overcome it in the past? Because you always have.
I think that feeling worthy to receive money is a problem for me, and to charge people. Like, I don't have any problem paying other people, and I do value what they do, the other healers that I go to, all this stuff. But then when it's like for me to put it out there, then all these questions come up, like, what are they going to think of that? And what are they going to, you know, are they going to think it's too much? Or is anybody going to come? And, you know, like all the self-doubt comes back into play.
Janice, I got to jump in, because your name screams that you don't know your own self-worth and value. So when you said that, and I've already been looking at your name and going, bingo, it's right there. So would you mind saying, if this person over here was doing what I was doing, what would I be willing to pay them to get this service? Okay. And then say, right. I deserve that too, and make that your price.
I do see that in others. I do. And I will.
Yeah.
I will see.
Yeah. Just say, if I had to pay somebody to do what I'm doing, but I wanted them to do it for me, what am I willing to pay them when I go to them? Okay. And whatever you're willing to pay them, make that your price, and then go from there. Okay. So you're on your way. I would really suggest, Janice, that you go on Sandy's website, which is her name, everybody, Sandy Anastasi. Sandy is the regular way with a Y on the end, S-A-N-D-Y. And then Anastasi is A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. And so .com, go on her website. And I think you would really greatly benefit, because she has fabulous ideas that she can give you during a reading. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You know what, as I see Sandy for you, it's almost like I was given this picture of you're the rocket, and you know how the rocket, they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off, right?
Yeah.
She's the one that can ignite that to start that blast off for you, to start the countdown.
Well,
okay.
That's a high compliment coming from you. Much thanks.
Yeah. Okay, Marie, thank you for waiting from, I don't even know how you pronounce this in Illinois, Chicago?
Hi. I'm in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Not what's printed on here. So what's your sun sign, Marie?
Gemini.
Gemini. And what is your question for Sandy, please?
Just kind of wanting to know, like, where my career is headed.
And that's so perfect, because on the chart I have cast here for the show, Gemini is on the career house.
Perfect.
And, you know, I don't know if you are a workaholic, but certainly recently you've been one. It feels like you're getting effect. You're effective, and you're getting success, and you're getting recognition, but you are killing yourself to get there. And right now you're at that point where you're just sort of teetering. If you continue to do what you're doing, as much as you're doing, as many places as you're doing it, your health is going to start to become a little bit at risk, because you're just pushing yourself too hard. So one of your questions should be, well, how can I continue to be successful and maybe even more successful, but work less or have less stress?
Right.
Okay. And, you know, the fact is that you're doing your own reading, really. You're seeing the writing on the wall. You work with enough people yourself that you recognize that you cannot do it all yourself. That's really where you're at. The way you're going right now, if you don't change anything, you're gonna come up to a kind of a brick wall where something's gonna fail, and either it's gonna be a physiological thing where you sprain your ankle, or it's gonna be, wow, I get sick and I'm out of work for a couple of weeks, or you're gonna have to change your ritual at home. You're gonna have to give yourself time and space so that you have time for you. And I know this sounds like it's exactly the opposite of how it should be, but when you can cut out an hour or two a day that is exclusively for you, and I'm not saying out for coffee with the girlfriend, I'm talking about out time spent for you to do on things that bring you joy, that fulfill you, that have nothing to do with your work or your people that you take care of, because it's like your work never stops, whether you're at work or at home. If you give yourself that time for you, your work is going to take off, because you're going to be able to come back into the job situation with the freshness, with the creativity, with the exuberance that is normally you. And that's what carries you to your next step. Is that making sense?
Okay. It does make sense. Absolutely.
There's a
My health has been bad. I've been getting sick a lot.
So. Yeah. And that's it's because you're burning the candle at both ends, and something sooner or later has got to give. There's a program online that I like to suggest to people, and no, I don't get a kickback on this. It's put out by a man called, his name is Eben Pagan. He's a marketer, but it's a great program. It's called Wake Up Productive. And he talks about taking that first couple of hours of the day and finding your own routine, your own program when you first wake up, you can introduce into your life that sets the tone for the entire day. I suggest it's a cheap program. I suggest you find it and you take it.
Okay, so I'm going to add that to the website where you can come see on knowthename.com on the schedule page on the 27th of February. All you have to do is click on it where you see all of Sandy's information and how to contact her. I'm going to add Eben Pagan with the Wake Up Productive. Okay,
perfect.
So if you're not somewhere where you can write it down or you're not getting the spelling right, we'll make sure we've got that for you. Also, I would like to say, in the name Marie, okay, what the name Marie carries for everybody out there that has the name Marie, that is the most sacrificial name out there. They sacrifice for everybody else and they never get their turn. And so it's almost like they have to fight to make time for them and fight to make a turn for them, because they're always giving, 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 and they self-sacrifice for the good of everybody else. So one of the lessons in the name Marie is to make yourself equal so that you don't do more for somebody else than you would do for yourself. That's for anybody with the name
that's
Marie.
That's so funny. I'm working on that right now. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Marie. Again, for everybody, if you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. The two of you that are still holding online, I haven't forgotten you. We will get to you. In fact, Vita, it's your turn.
Hi again.
Vita, what's your sign, please? And then real quickly ask a question.
Okay, my sign is, I'm a Taurus. And my question is that I did that astro geography or whatever to see where that's suitable for me to live. Yeah, and it's, believe it or not, it is in the north, west eastern area. And apparently I looked online to see houses in that area, and apparently I did find one. And apparently the house had been listed since September. And it's just curious that now all of a sudden I had put interest into it and made some inquiries with the agent regarding that. And then next day I find out that somebody put an offer on it already. So he said there's still a possibility that I could get it, not sure, because it's depending on the person's, if they are accepted, I guess, through their through the financing. So I'm just wondering, what's your take on that?
Very interesting. First of all, I want to make a point that the chart that I've cast for tonight has Taurus on the house of making moves and travel. So that fits right in with what you're talking about, which is really nice to see.
Right.
People often say, Andy, did I psych in on that, where the house was just about to move? Is that why I was...
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's a phone ringing.
The thing is that a lot of times we can't tell which came first, the chicken or the egg. Were you attracted to the house, or was the house did the house thoroughly attract you because it was about to sell? Meanwhile, though, more importantly, I think these people's mortgage is going to fall through. I don't think they're going to get it. So go ahead and put your name on the list.
Okay. Yeah. No, I did let the person know that if it falls through, that I want to get a shot at it. You know. But yeah, it is really, really, really nice home. Something that I would feel good, feel comfortable in. At some point, I did not even know where I was going because I'm in the process of preparing my place. And then when I saw this, I said, well, this is a great possibility because this has, like, basically everything that I need. Like, it's, you know, not too big, not too small, and it has a little bit of a country setting, but yet very close to the city. So it was really, really nice. So,
nice. Keep your hopes up. And go for it, Marie. Thanks for calling in. Wishing you the very best. Hope you get your place. Okay. I want to ask one more question, and then I think, did we do Peggy from Texas? I don't think so. I think we did Tracy from Texas, but not Peggy.
Peggy's, I don't think we did.
Okay. Thank you. So Peggy's next. Peggy, hold on a minute. I got a quickie question for Sandy. Also, for those of you that want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Sandy, when you go to do a reading for somebody, what's your prep first? I mean, I know that I sit, quiet myself, have a moment of meditation, ask that the best and highest, I do my prayer, you know, ask that the best and highest for everybody come in or gets, you know, and that the right words come out, you know, of my mouth. Do you, I mean, I have a ritual that I do always before I do a reading. Do you have something like that also that you do in your own prep work before a reading? And the reason I'm asking is because I think everybody who's doing readings ought to have some kind of routine first.
And I like the way you put that routine. Just as I was saying before that Evan Pagan with his Wake Up Productive program gives you a morning ritual. Well, we psychics have to have a ritual around what we do. And each one of us is a little bit different. You mentioned my friend John Edward before. His ritual is saying the rosary before he walks out on stage. So we all have that. That's what he uses to calm and open that channel that allows him to be such a wonderful medium. Well, what I do is first thing in the morning before I begin my work, I automatically do an angelic protection where I call in protection into the room that I work in. And that alters the vibration in the space so that I'm ready to perform. But then when I get to the point where I'm going to be doing a reading, a few minutes before I'm sitting with my client, I'm filling myself with white light. I'm bringing it down from above, pushing it out through the floor, mostly I'm clearing. I'm using breath work. For me, it's, and I mentioned this with an earlier caller, for me, it's all about clarity. It's about, when I say clarity, not with words, but with my being, I can't have any blocks in me. So everything has to be cleaned out. If I've had discussions or emotions or work on my mind or any connection to anything or anyone at all, it's got to be completely cleared out, because what I am is a psychic channel. I make that connection to your guides and my guides when I read. And if I'm not completely clear, I can't make the right connection. So that's my ritual, is I literally step into my channel. And so there's the initial room protection and then the stepping into the channel, and I do breath work that moves me into that channel.
Okay, fabulous, because I think everybody needs some kind of a routine, and I think the more they do that routine, the quicker they get settled and the faster it flows, if that makes sense.
I absolutely agree.
Okay, so for everybody that's listening, Sandy had said, even Pagan with Wake Up Productive, and so I've just added him to the website below Sandy's information with his correct spelling of his name, and even the email link, just like I always give you an email link for Sandy, even his email link, because I just looked it up for you, so you can just click, okay? Thank you, Peggy, so much for calling in and asking a question that we can all benefit from.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
What's your question? Because I know you're going to ask something that we all want to know. What's your sun sign first? What's your sun sign?
My sun sign is Taurus. Okay. I'm going through a super difficult period in my life right now, in my career, and in many aspects of my life. So what I was wondering is, if I should continue to look in my field, should I go in a completely different direction? Should I stay where I am? Should I move? I just feel blocked. What would be best?
Here's the suggestion I'm going to be giving to you and to all of the other Taurians who are on your call right now. Uranus, the planet, has moved into the sign Taurus. It's going to be there for another 6 years. So what you're feeling right now isn't going away. You are going to have to learn to deal with unexpected surprises, conflicts with your schedule, people needing you from across the other side of the country at the same time something's going on under your nose that you can't get away from. You're going to learn to deal with all of these crazy issues that seem to throw your life in disarray. When you're going down one path, you're going to hit a brick wall. You're going to have to learn to take two steps to the side and walk on the other side of the wall. When a path turns around and twists, you're going to have to remember where your goal was and twist along with it until you can get back on track. I hope I'm making sense to you. That's the way Uranus
works.
Absolutely. Now, what's interesting is that while you're having this transit, you are going to have some of the greatest, most sweeping, wonderful opportunities that would never, ever have come to you unless you strayed from your path. So part of Uranus is really irritating because, you know, you might get up in the middle of the night because it's the only time you can find peace to write your book. And that's when the next door neighbor decides to get up and work on their bathroom. Hammer, hammer, hammer. Uranus does that to you. But at the same time, it's going to have that person cross your path who says, we're looking for somebody with exactly your capabilities, but you have to act right now to get on board with us. And so this planet says, guess what? You're very deep thinking, slow moving, carefully orchestrating Taurians are going to have to start thinking and acting faster. You're going to have to recognize the opportunity and say, oh, am I supposed to get on that bus? Absolutely, get on it, okay? And if it's going the opposite direction, well, you get off a block further down, turn around, go back the other direction, you'll save time. You see what I'm getting at?
Yes.
Okay? So the answer is, yes, your career is changing. Yes, everything around you is changing. No, it is not your imagination. And the good part is, when this is all over, you're going to be far better off than you were when it started. But you are going to have to learn to be flexible in order to let that happen.
Okay. Yes. It totally makes sense.
Sharon, what do you have to that?
Well, you've got flexibility in your name, Peggy. Okay. Uh-huh. But you also have that you like things to the extreme. So according to just the part of your name that I'm seeing, if you would like stop talking as much and make it more concise, then you would have more time to do the other things you need to get done.
Okay.
Did I say that in a nice enough way?
Yes. Yes, because it's totally true.
It's like your name says, you over-explain, you over-say things, you overdo in that department. And so you consume time that you could say it much quicker, faster, clearer, and get on your way. And then you'd have more time for you to get your actual work done versus talking with everybody else.
Yes. Yes. And that is totally true.
I love what you're
saying. Okay.
Also,
so...
Okay, wait, Sandy was going to add something, Peggy.
The other part of the communication is the listening. And I think that when you adopt an attitude of listening, that's when you find all those opportunities. You've got to listen to get them.
Okay.
All right. You've got your assignment, Peggy. Good luck for you. We have a short minute and a half little commercial that you guys hear every radio show, because it's really encouraging you to come get your name read and find out some information. I also encourage you to utilize the skills of the guests I have on. You know, I only bring on the best and the very best and the very clearest for you, because I want to do all the discernment and all the sorting, because there's so many wannabes out there, and not a one that I bring on my show is a wannabe. They're all tried and true and incredibly talented. So I want you to know that. And so, Tomisa and Susan, hold on. We're going to do this short commercial break, and we'll come back and catch you in for your questions.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created nemology science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My guest tonight is Sandy Anastasi. Her website is her name. Sandy is spelled S-A-N-D-Y, period. Right? No period on their website. Just, right?
Right.
Sandy, I'm asking. No period. It's just her complete name. And Anastasi is A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I.com. Again, if you go to knowthename.com, go to the schedule page where you always can click on all the archives and click on the 27th, and you'll see Sandy's name spelt there, and also the Wake Up Productive that she did, and also that she recommended, and also her website and how to contact her. I really suggest that you explore her website. Sign up for her psychic hour, where you can call in and get, you know, a question asked. It's the same thing. And she does a most generous thing, that if you're on her website, her psychic hour, and you're there live and you don't get your question answered live, you have that evening to go ahead and write it to her and she will respond. And so you still get your answer, which is just wonderful, but you learn from everybody else's answers like we all do. So, Sandy, let me ask you one quick question, and then we're going to go back to our callers. And that is, if you wished everybody knew one thing, and if they all did just one thing, this world would improve, what would that one thing be?
Understanding, or the attempt to understand other people, that other people have the right to be however they are.
Right, and that they're making their choices for them just like we like to make our choices for us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's part of it. Well, I was trying to be short, you know, concise there. Let me expand on it just a little bit. I think looking at the clients that I have read for almost 40 years, most people's problems come from the fact that they are expecting other people to respond and react according to some inner, you know, inner thing within themselves. And then when the other people don't react the way that they are expected to react, that person that is my client all of a sudden has all kinds of problems, and they're upset because they got hurt, not really by the other person, but by their expectations of the other person.
Oh, I love how you put that. Thank you. I love that our expectations of others can cause us pain sometimes. Okay, Tomisa, welcome. To
Hi.
Know the answer. Hi. What's your sign? What's your astrological sign?
I'm a Leo.
Leo. And what's your question for Sandy?
My question is, I've been working on creating some new avenues and paths within my business, and I'm wondering if I'm on target and it's in the best interest of me and my business, although I'm feeling blocked and not moving forward. I kind of haven't been in a productive manner, and I don't know where that's coming from or why that's happening.
Well, remember I just got done talking about how Taurians are getting that transit of Uranus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so
yes.
Are you. Taurus is getting it directly. You're getting it by what we call square in astrology. And what a square does is it throws monkey wrenches into everything you do. So your ideas are good, and I think it's going to be very effective. But it's almost like you're needing to learn to do your work through a new lens. It's almost like the lens in the camera has been changed. And you used to see through a clear lens, and now you're getting to see through a gold lens. You understand what I'm saying? So you're going to have to tweak things that in this current situation and for the next 6 years are just not going to work the way they used to work. So it's not a matter of a complete shift. It's more a matter of a tweaking and a redirection to get where you want to go. But I think the ideas you're bringing in are really, really good ones. And am I correct that you're meeting with some resistance in them from the rest of the people in your business?
Not necessarily. I think it's all within and internal. And then maybe I'm asking too many people and feeling like I probably should just shut up and do what I want to. I might just be involving too many people. I don't think anybody's put a nay on it. And I am a one-woman business, so.
I actually think that what's happening is as you're talking to more and more people, you know, people can put a nay on it simply by not really agreeing. See, what's happening with you, and I think that's exactly the point, you're a little concerned, am I doing the right thing here? So you're putting these creative ideas out to people, and they're not disagreeing with you. I mean, it's your business, you're the boss lady. They're not disagreeing, but they're saying, oh, here it comes. Do you see what I'm saying? They're thinking about this in their own mind. Well, you know, telepathy is real and alive. We all pick up each other's thoughts. So you know that this is the right way to go. You are a creator. You are incredibly intuitive and creative. And I think I can tell you that the things that you are introducing into your business, I would call them channeled. You're inspired, and inspiration is very much like channeling. You know, you're getting this, I know this is the direction to go. I know this is going to help. It's an inner feeling of knowing, and you're all excited about it. And then you talk to a bunch of people about it, and they're like, yeah. But the enthusiasm isn't there. The drive, the jump on the bandwagon isn't there. And you're letting yourself get brought down by that. It's kind of an energy suck that's going on. Does that make sense to you?
Makes total sense, yes.
So, okay, so I
do it.
I have a question on her behalf. There is a gentleman that has come back into her world that has really taken an interest in guiding her. Is this appropriate to follow his guidance to help her get over this hump?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. Yes or the no first.
Okay, we got the yes part. Where's the no part? So she knows where to deviate.
The no part is that, you know, his initial wow, get off your duff and make some changes is good because it is giving you an ability to move in the right direction. But then he's going to want to control the changes because, you know, and that's partially because of you, because you do have that tendency to turn your power over to other people, especially the people you like who have been helpful to you. And you can't do that. You have to keep the control.
Thank you for that. Good point. That's something to think about. Thanks for calling in. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, Susan. Susan from Kansas. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What astrological sign are you?
I'm a Leo as well.
I love it how they come in pairs. Susan, what's your question for Sandy?
I've been retired for 3 years now. Last year, I started painting watercolors. And I'm also involved in a group, artist studio group. And they're all very focused on selling and being acknowledged by winning awards at shows. And I'm just wondering if it's important for me to follow that path or just to paint for painting's sake, or maybe I shouldn't paint at all.
Or maybe you should be doing both.
Well, there's a concept.
Yeah. I don't think it's an accident that you joined this, you know, creative artistic group that is very competitive and wants to get their name out there and wants to sell and wants to, I don't think that's an accident at all. I think you are very gifted. You are very creative. Your paintings are going to be beautiful and wonderful, but you know, you're not really all that competitive, and you would get to a point where, yeah, that's kind of pretty. And isn't that fun? Well, I don't really feel like doing it today, but if you have somebody to stir you up and say, wow, you've got a contest to win, or wow, look at what I did. Can you do one as good? All of a sudden, you find that energy to do better and to grow, and your artwork is going to improve and improve and improve under that spirit of competition. You know, not everybody does improve under competition or working towards that kind of a goal. You do.
Okay. And I want to add 2 cents in there, Susan, is that when other people become jealous of your talents, you've got to just look at it as, oh, okay, whatever. And not let it get to you and not let it bring you down. Okay.
Take it as a compliment.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea. When they're jealous, take it as a compliment. Like Sandy said.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great evening. Okay. So Sandy, I got another question for you, just because I keep thinking that we are in such changing times, and I am seeing more anxious kids than I've ever seen before. I mean, I have never seen so many kids with anxiety. So for all the parents out there and grandparents out there, because I see grandparents very much involved, of these very anxious kids, could you talk to possibly what's causing it and then what to do about it?
You know, it's interesting when you put it like that. I think the anxiety has to do with our times. We're in these, I'm trying to give you an example. I'm going to go to puppies because I raise puppies that's my hobby. So if I have a puppy that has been totally confined and totally controlled and, you know, it's being taken care of in every way, shape and form. And yeah, maybe it balks at the leash. But life is very predictable. And all of a sudden, I take that puppy and I land it in the middle of the open field behind my house. And I say, okay, you have freedom. You're going to have to pick and choose and do anything you want. That puppy just freezes, cowers on the ground, and shivers. And 24 hours later, that puppy would still be there, afraid to budge.
Because the puppy didn't have boundaries?
Because you can't give freedom to somebody from one. You can't take them from a cage and put them into freedom all at once. It's scary. Oh, my God, I have to make my own decisions. Oh, my God, I have to make my own choices. Oh, my goodness, I used to have all these rules. Where'd they go? It's scary. And we are in these changing times where, and this is all over the world, we have really lived economically, politically, under some very powerful constraints for a very long time. And all of a sudden, people all over are blasting out of those constraints, which initially feels good. Hey, wow, freedom. And then it's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, you mean I'm now self-responsible? How do I know if I don't measure up? What happens if I make a mistake? Aren't you going to be here to tell me what to do? We live in a world right now that feels, especially to think about it, to a young person, it feels like somebody changed the rules overnight. It feels like it went from being this quiet, safe, sane place to being this insane, crazy place, and they don't know what's going to come at them next. Many of us adults are having trouble with this. Can you imagine what it would be like to be 7 or 8 years old and be and encounter this? And, of course, kids, you know, I mean, I can go into the politics of this, too, and the actual activities, you know, but children used to go to school physically into a place where they knew they were safe and they had teachers who were going to look after them and their fellow students were going to listen to the rules. And so they knew that they were, you know, there might be little mishaps. They might get their feelings hurt, but they were safe. Now they go to school every morning. They're wondering if their school is going to be the one that has a shooter. Okay, we live in those times, and not just in the United States, it's all over the world this is happening. And it's not likely to go back into a sense of control the way it used to be. The rules are changing. Eventually, new rules will be put in place, but it's not going to go back to the way it was. I know that because guess what? Uranus is going through Taurus, and it's changing the rules. But that change of rules is very, very scary for somebody, especially who's young, who, you know, what do you mean? I have to be self-responsible? I'm only 10 years old.
So at the end of all the rule changes and whatever, do you think society will be more peaceful and better off? I mean, I kind of look at it like you're getting ready to really clean and paint in the kitchen and even the walls behind the cupboards, right, through the cupboards. And mm-hmm. So you take everything out. And it looks like a holy mess. And then you paint everything, and then you decide what you really want to keep and where it wants to go, and you put it all back, and it's nice, and you get rid of the other stuff, and then it looks voila. But in the meantime, while everything's out, while you're doing the work, it looks like crap. So is that what you're kind of saying with this?
And I also think one of the reasons for the intensity of the explosion, the explosive energy that's around all this, is because people were ready for a change for many, many years, but the powers that be, you know, governments, churches, you know, the whole patterns of society, expectations were holding us back. And so there's been this monumental internal growth going on, but we weren't able to take those steps, i.e., for example, and I know this because before I was a teacher, I was also a safety engineer and worked as a hygienist, environmental hygienist for a while. I want to tell you right now that all the way back, people aren't even this old that are listening to this. Back in the 1970s, we had the capability to take any kind of polluted water and return it back to perfect drinkable potable water. The technology has been there since the 1970s. That's incredible that we have any kind of water or pollution problems on this planet right now when the technology has always been there. So why hasn't it been employed is because everything was status quo. You know, don't rock that apple cart because maybe somebody in business isn't going to make the money that they made last year. So everything has been held in stasis. Everything in the world is ready to grow. So, yes, I think we're in the process right now of peeling that wallpaper off, taking those cabinets off the walls. We're in the process of doing the dismantling, which is very you know, very scary. You don't know what you're going to find under those walls, you know. But the good part comes when we start putting in the brand new kitchen. And I know that certainly within my lifetime, and I'm not a youngster anymore, I know that we're going to be able to control everything that's going on in our environment relative to pollution. I also know that we're going to start to populate planets outside of the Earth. We have the technology to do so much. We have the technology to end hunger.
Oh, so we get to answer, we get to leave on such a positive note with such good stuff coming. Sandy, thank you so very, very much for coming on the show with me tonight. Always a pleasure. Guys, go to Sandy's website, sandyanastasi.com. You're just going to be amazed at what she offers you there. And thank you all, each and every one of you, for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.